two things remain uncontestably true. The economy is vastly improved from what it was when Barack Obama was sworn into office as president. We were in economic freefall. There were predictions that we were headed to the second Great Depression. We were losing up to over 700,000 jobs a month. We were contracting at greater than 6%, our economy was. So the economy has improved. It has not improved enough. Well, there's no question that we face headwinds, and the president has been very direct about that, and we need to do everything we can across the front to ensure that we're doing what we can to spur growth, spur job creation. Part of that is doing the work he's doing this week and last week and probably next week to try to achieve a significant deficit reduction deal with Congress that does not restrain growth, does not undermine the recovery that we have, but strengthens it. So, and allows us to continue to invest in the key areas that will allow us to grow and create jobs. But what remains obvious is to him and to everyone is that this economy is nowhere near where it needs to be. That's why he is focused every day. He wakes up every day and goes to sleep every night thinking about the fact that he will not rest. He will not cease in his efforts to grow the economy and create jobs until he knows that every American who's looking for a job can find one. And that will undoubtedly remain true throughout his first term.